Open the door of prayer toward Jerusalem. Daniel, chapter 6, verse 10. Let us turn to a book of Daniel, chapter 6, verse 10. Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. Cars have economic speed, airplanes and vessels have cruising speed. Economic speed or cruising speed is the speed that is the most fuel efficient and the safest speed. It is the same with our life. We need to have a control speed that controls our emotions or desires. A person that is not able to control these and is uncontrollable is like a broken brake. It is the same with our faith. True faith has the spiritual power that controls these uncontrollable desires. The control device that is spiritual is prayer. So the common thing that can be found in characters in the Bible that had victory was that these people were all people of prayer. When they were going through tough time, they prayed. When they faced trials, they prayed. When they needed wisdom, when the nation was through the difficult time, they prayed. Therefore, the most precious thing for Christians was the prayer. Therefore, the prayer is the answer. Have a look at the characteristics of people of God. At all times, they prayed beforehand. While you serve, if you pray, your serving becomes a joy. While you are committed in ministry, if you pray, you become humble. While you are loyal to the work of God, if you pray, it becomes grace. While you praise and worship God, if you pray, you get to experience the presence of God. Whether you pray, run a business, participate in politics, go to your workplace, we should not forget that our absolute priority is the prayer in Christian life. A day that starts with prayer becomes a day that has the power. A pathway of a person that prioritizes the prayer, even though it seems rough at times, we get to see that everything goes well later. The prayer is the pathway of the communication with God. These days, our society is a bit noisy. Why is that so? It is because of the absence of communication. At times, young adults ask me about the first condition of a marriage. I advise that they should get married with a person that is able to communicate and build rapport together. The blood needs to flow well in our body, in the same way. We need to be able to communicate so that we become happy. When we are unable to communicate, whether it is our family, our workplace, society, wherever it is, the problem arises. Our relationship with God is the same as well. Through the prayer, when we are able to communicate with God well, we get to experience the answer and we get to realize about the providence of God. God did not tell us about the way to preach a sermon on how important the prayer is. But he taught us about the way to pray. The prayer is the answer. It is because there surely is an answer to the prayer. But, it is a fact that a lot of people are curious about how an answer to the prayer comes along. The answer to the prayer comes to us whether we are aware of it or unaware. But a fact that is certain is that we need to trust that God is answering our prayers at this moment as well. God answers us at our best timing and with the best way possible. In general, the answer to the prayer comes in six different ways. First of all, there is an immediate answer. In John, chapter 15, verse 7, it says, "If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you." It is a promise that when the will of God and your prayers match, he will respond immediately. Right now, while you are listening to the sermon, there are countless events of people getting touched by the Word of God and also getting healed. When our intention matches with the will of God, He answers us immediately regardless of time and the space. Also, there is an answer that says no. In James, chapter 4, verse 3, it says, "When you ask, you do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures." When our prayer requests do not match with the will of God, the answer is that God does not approve. This is an answer. When a child asks for a knife, would you give it to that child? We need to know that if this is not right in the eyes of God, He does not listen to this. We need to know that this is an answer. If God gave me whatever I asked Him for, then I would not have become a pastor. After a while, I realized that God not responding to my prayer was an answer. Also, there is an answer that says, wait. In Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 3, it says, "For the revelation awaits an appointed time, it speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it, it will certainly come and will not delay." God told us that there is a right timing that God chose. Only God knows about His timetable. The answer is a secret that is under the authority of God. There are three secrets that God gave us human beings. The first thing is that death is a secret. No one knows about the time of death. It seems some person is likely to live long, but that person dies out of a sudden. In contrast, some person seems that this person will die in any minute, but this person still is alive. Also, the time of the Lord's coming is a secret. The Lord surely will come back. However, no one knows about when this will take place. Also, the time of answering to our prayer is a secret. In Daniel, chapter 10, verse 10, it says, "Then he continued, 'Do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them.'" To understand the secret of end days, Daniel fasted and prayed for 21 days. On the first day, he received an answer, but 21 days later, he was able to enjoy the answer. Receiving and able to enjoy are different. Thus, we need patience when praying. Also, there is an answer which is providential. In Acts, chapter 16, verse 7, it says, "When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to." In Acts, chapter 16, verses 9 to 10, it says, "During the night Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, 'Come over to Macedonia and help us.' After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them." Paul sees a vision that a man of Macedonia asking him to come to Macedonia and help them. This is a providence of God that is under His authority, which we cannot change. Also, there are instances that answers come in other gifts. At times, it comes in the form of peace. At times, it comes in the form of wisdom. It comes in the form of a vision. It comes in the form of a dream. But, please do not depend too much on these gifts. Also, there are instances of answer coming in a form of the Word. This is the most correct answer. Many times, while we read the Word or listen to the Word, we get touched by the Spirit of God. So, in Revelation, chapter 1, verse 3, it says, "Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near." 66 books in the Bible are the sincere promise of God. Therefore, reading the Bible is seeing God, listening to the Word is like listening to the voice of God. The Word of God is the most accurate answer. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will trust that God answers to your prayers surely in any way possible. Today's passage shows us about the faith of Daniel that had a victory through the prayer. Daniel was a captive, but his wisdom and intelligence were outstanding, so he became a leader of Babylon. People that saw this became jealous of him and tried to kill him. They knew that he served God only, so they forced him to serve the king only, not anyone else. They initiated their king to proclaim that everyone should serve the king of Babylon and not anyone else. Daniel knew about this fact, but as usual, he opened the window toward Jerusalem and prayed three times a day. Because of this, he was thrown into a lion's den. But, God already sent angels into the lion's den and closed the mouths of lions and protected Daniel so that not even a single hair of his head was hurt. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will put your priority on the prayer, and whatever circumstance you are in, you will open the window of prayer toward Jerusalem and pray. Daniel prayed as usual. Let us read verse 10. It says, "Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before." Daniel knew that the decree had been published. The decree is something that the king approved and guaranteed. Going against this links directly to death. Daniel knew that the decree had been published, but toward Jerusalem, he continued to open his window and did not stop praying. Daniel risked his life even and kept his faith. What would a person that even decided to die be fearful of? Underneath a layer of person's fear and insecurity, there is a fear of death at all times. Someone I know had a cancer surgery last week. The moment that this person was diagnosed with a cancer, a person that was so confident, bold and strong, looked so pale. This person sighed, saying that my life is now finished, and sat down hopelessly. This person would not accept the gospel before, but when I prayed for him and advised him to believe in Jesus, this person confessed that he would accept Jesus. At all times, when a person is fearful and feeling insecure, this person also felt a fear of death as well. But, Daniel, even though he was about to die so soon, nevertheless, as usual, he prayed, praised and worshiped God. When we look at this faith of Daniel, we get to examine about our faith, too. What does our faith look like? Trusting God well in a good circumstance is important, but in a not so good circumstance, in time of trial and adversity, and even at risking and losing our benefits, being able to keep faith is even more important. God kept this Daniel safely. Daniel prayed as he used to do. This means that he had a godly habit. It can be referred to the regular Christian lifestyle. This is a result of a repetitive godly routine. Even though Daniel knew that the decree had been published, as usual, he opened the window toward Jerusalem and prayed. Whatever situation he was in, whether it was in a circumstance where he would be mistreated, even when he was about to be put to death, in a way that he used to do, he prayed to God three times a day. In a way that he used to do means that he had a holy habit of doing it. A holy habit leads to a godly life. But, a godly lifestyle does not get made in a single morning. It gets made through the holy habits. Just because a child had a good meal, this child does not become an adult in one single morning. Just because you received the grace of God, you do not become a great person of faith. In a repetitive routine of practicing living a godly life, you get to have mature character and mature faith. So having a routinely Christian life is important. A habit of attending the worship service regularly, a habit of praying regularly, a habit of reading the Bible, a habit of serving, these allow our inner Christian lifestyle to mature. Our Christian life becomes a spiritual composition. Having a godly habit is this important. Regularly attending the worship service, praying regularly like Daniel, I bless you all in the name of Jesus that your lifestyle would be restored like this. Daniel's prayer had a feature. Let us look at verse 10. It says, "Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. He opened the window of prayer toward Jerusalem." A saying that the window was opened toward Jerusalem can be explained like this. Jerusalem was a place where he used to worship God before he was taken away from there as a captive. Jerusalem was a place where the temple of God was. A temple is a holy place. A temple was a place where God's presence was in. A saying that he opened the window toward Jerusalem and prayed means that he set his direction toward God and prayed. The core value of the Israelites was around church. Their lifestyle was centered on church. Wherever you go in the world, in the center of where the Jewish people live, there is a church. And based on where the church is placed, they choose everything else in life. Their children as well, when they come back from school, they do not go home directly, but they go to church. They learn about the culture, they get educated about their souls, their people, and this is a lifestyle that is centered around the church. When they build houses as well, whether they are the north, south, west or east, it has been said that they made the door to face toward Jerusalem. They thought about the temple in Jerusalem whenever they entered and exited from their house. Why did they think about the church so importantly? It is because the owner of the church is God. A saying that they faced Jerusalem means that they turned their faces toward God. Daniel opened the window toward Jerusalem, and this means that Daniel was determined that he would choose to face God. That is right. Rather than going quickly, facing the right direction is important. A believer needs to set the direction toward God. Where does your direction of life face in your life? Whatever we do, and wherever we are, we need to set the direction toward God. Whether we study, whether we run a business, participate in politics, in whatever we do. When God is in the center of our lives, God would be with us. God would help us. Like Daniel did, as usual, I hope that you will open the window of prayer toward Jerusalem and pray. Like Daniel did, as usual, I bless you all in the name of Jesus that attending the worship service regularly, praying regularly, these kinds of godly habits would be restored. In conclusion, have a look at three kinds of answers that Daniel received. These are shown in verses 22, 24 and 28. God already sent angels for him. In verse 22, it says, "My God sent his angel, and he shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me, because I was found innocent in his sight. Nor have I ever done any wrong before you, O king." Even before Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, God already sent angels for him and closed the mouths of lions. This is the work of God. God protected Daniel that prayed. He protected him. He already prepared angels for him. Also, God gave him victory. This is grace. Let us read verse 24 together. It says, "At the king's command, the men who had falsely accused Daniel were brought in and thrown into the lion's den, along with their wives and children. And before they reached the floor of the den, the lions overpowered them and crushed all their bones." God even allowed the people that were jealous of him and plotted evil plans against him and their wives, children to be thrown into the lion's den as well. Through the faith of Daniel that even risked death, God got rid of the people that did wrong to Daniel and allowed Daniel to witness to Babylon kingdom that God is alive. Also, through Daniel, God allowed others to be prosperous as well. Let us read chapter 6, verse 28. It says, "So Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. God was with Daniel and because of this, God gave his people the blessing of prosperity. It is the same as because of Joseph, God even blessed the people of Egypt. If you live in faith and if you really live for God, even risking life, in whatever way it is, God protects us and blesses us. I hope that you will praise God for this. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, where do you set your direction in life to be in? Choose the direction, open the window of prayer toward Jerusalem. And as Daniel did, as usual, as he did before, continue on practicing your godly habits and pray. God picks you up from the lion's den, protects you so that not even a hair of your head would get burnt in a fire. God that takes care of you also protects and keeps you safely even today. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.